It all. Go to AndersonEvents.com.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Mickey Plyler Show. Mark Childress sitting in for Mickey Plyler today. Zach Orr here with me as well. And Zach, I'm here for a particular reason, right? Something kind of important is going on. And I'm honored to be a part of this, even if I'm playing the smallest role possible in this huge time for Mickey.
Sure.
So I know everybody wants to hear the details, man. So what you got?
Well, first of all, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Really yes. Happy to have you here this morning. Excited about this. Haven't done a show together before.
Right.
I've produced about 1,000, it feels like, of those pregame shows with you and Pete and Daja. But we're excited to do a show this morning. 3 hours of radio with Mark Childress. I'm looking forward to it. But yes, you are here for a specific reason, and that reason is Mickey got the call yesterday. I believe you're a father yourself, so you've gotten that call as well.
He got it on air, right?
He got the text on air.
Okay.
We went to break, and he called his wife. And this is at like 7:20. And he calls his wife, and she's like, yeah, I'm about 5 minutes apart right now. And, you know, she's going through some other stuff. And he's like, all right, well, I'll try to get home about 8 o'clock. And I was like, buddy, you got to go now. Like, go. And they went, got up to the hospital. She did well. There was, you know, as births go, there was a little bit of complications at times, but nothing too serious. And she gave birth to a healthy baby boy at 5:15 yesterday afternoon, early evening. 20 inches and 20 and a half inches. Yep, that's it.
Twenty ounces would be bad.
Seven pounds. 7 pounds and 4 ounces. Drake, middle name to be determined. Plyler, born yesterday. So very, very exciting news.
Now, Drake is not from the rapper. Is
Drake,
his family name or
Drake
something that he dislikes? Or
Drake is his wife's maiden name.
Ah, nice.
She wanted her maiden name to carry on, so they named the kid.
And then middle name to be determined. I've heard there's some, not controversy around this, but this is a hotly debated topic.
Yeah, sure. Mickey, it's his decision to do it, so of course he left it to the last minute and hasn't made a decision quite yet. He had 24 hours to decide, so by 5 o'clock today he'll have a middle name.
But, nice.
Right now he's middle nameless and enjoying life as a newborn.
Are you positioning Zach as the middle name?
No.
It's just been a debate or
a
discussion?
No, Zach hasn't been made available to him, but he's got a couple there. He might use his own first name. He's a junior.
Yep.
And he might actually just go with Michael as the middle name there. He's got a couple other ones.
Yeah, I was about to say, the text line is already lighting up this morning.
Saying that
it might have been mentioned that the middle name was Michael on Twitter yesterday.
There you go.
I'll let you guys figure that out.
Maybe he did decide it there. If it's Michael, that's fantastic. And we're really excited about it.
No doubt. Well, congrats to Mickey and the whole family, and it's going to be a fun week for you. You'll remember this for the rest of your life, Mickey. So, I have 2 kids. I have a 16-year-old son and a 12-year-old daughter. So, remember those births like they were yesterday.
16-year-old son, 12-year-old daughter.
Yes.
How about that? See, I know nothing about you. I know you do a show on Tuesday nights, I believe.
Yeah, Tuesday nights on, it's called The Ring on Facebook. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we got a couple clips from that. We might play a little bit later for you guys at home. I know I hear those luxurious tones come across the airwaves on the Tailgate Show, as we just mentioned, with Pete and Daja.
Yep.
I know you worked for another station in the Upstate for a little while.
That is correct.
And then I know you're here now. Yep. It's a good time.
And I do some stuff on WSPA-TV as well. So Pete and Todd...
And Microsoft,
when they're on,
right? Microsoft.
Yeah, my day job's at Microsoft. Yeah,
you're a busy man. Busy.
I
man.
Do. When I tell people all the different things I'm going on, their eyes just start to roll back in their heads.
Sure.
But it's fun, man. And I don't know how you do this. So I've got two schools of thought here on being up at 6 a.m. I'm not a morning person normally.
Okay.
So I have a big giant cup of coffee here.
You're good
and
today.
I'm good today. Tomorrow's I'm wired
gonna,
up today.
Tomorrow's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's going to be the one that's that we're a little bit worried about. So I've got two schools of thought in the morning. Right. There's the people that. You're up early every day. You know, you see the people on Instagram, right? I get up at 4:45. I run 9 miles. Yeah. I go to the gym.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I harvest my own oats in my backyard to make oatmeal with fruits.
Sure,
and
sure.
Then I do 38 minutes of meditation and do all my email. And at 7:20, I've already lived a whole day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when I'm getting up. So there's that school of thought that I've got a lot of respect for, especially if you're getting up and working out early in the morning. Yeah. I have no idea how people do this. So one school of thought is I've got a lot of respect for people that are doing it that way. If you got to get up early for your job, mass respect. The other part of me says you're psychopaths.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
That you're getting up early in the morning and you're doing it on purpose, mm-hmm. that's serial killer type behavior, in my opinion. So where do you fall on this? Because you walked in here wide awake. You're ready to go. I know you're used to this. Are you a morning person? Is this how this works for you?
So I don't drink coffee. I drink I drink it when my fiance likes to drink. She likes to drink it way more than I do. And on weekends, we'll have a couple together because having coffee with someone is different than having coffee by yourself with someone sitting across from you. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So I'll drink it and I'll go through the fast heart rate because she likes it and it's great. It's fine. Getting up every day is a challenge at times, but it is what it is. You just kind of get used to it. And that 5 o'clock alarm goes off every single day, and I usually try to sleep in until about 6:30 on the weekends, but
yeah.
5 o'clock is my weekday alarm, and I no longer sleep till I'm finished. I sleep until the alarm goes off, and it is what it is.
So do you stay up, get up early, and then go back home and sleep again?
No.
Is there like a daily nap routine, or
no,
you just go for it? You're young, so you can just roll with it probably.
Right? And I'm trying to be one of those psychopaths you talk about. So usually my routine in the new year so far is get up, do the show, do whatever they need here, and then I'll go home and change and go to the gym. Come back, have a bite to eat, whatever it is. We'll hang out for a little bit, and then for the fall until about June is a busy season for me because I run all the stuff for the Clemson side.
Yep.
So it's coming back for football, basketball, baseball, or Tiger calls, and taking care of that.
My alarm was set for, I live a little further away than you do.
Yeah,
I'm up in Greer.
Yeah.
So 4:31 this morning. I didn't want to leave anything to chance.
You gotta love it.
And I was up and rolling. And listen, I'm excited, man. I'd come in the middle of the night. I mean, I pretty much am if it gave me a chance to be on air here because it's something that I love for sure.
Did you wake up with the alarm?
My wife did wake up. You know, mm-hmm. I had this whole strategy. I didn't want to wake up the dog.
Sure.
Let's leave the house alarm off so I can just sneak out.
Yeah.
And I pretty much woke her up anyway.
You gotta love it.
It was all good. And if you're listening right now, Carrie Beth, hello.
Sorry
that you started your day as early as I did.
What kind of dog do you have?
I've got a little cockapoo. She's about 7 months old, named Callie.
There you
and,
go.
And she's a sweetie. She's a sweetie for sure. So, again, Mark Childress sitting in for Mickey Plyler. We're going to have the phone lines open today for sure. I've got a couple of cool topics that I want to talk about. Here's another unintended consequence of going to bed early and getting up early. Zach, is normally I'm the guy that's staying up and watching all the end of the sporting events before. Even the late college basketball games a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
right? ESPN's got highlights of the Warriors going on right now. I'll watch a lot of the NBA games late sometimes. You know, I'll stay up to 1 o'clock in the morning watching some of these. I love sports. That's what I normally do. Well, last night I knew I had to get up super early. So with about 9.5 minutes left in the Duke and Louisville game last night, I went to bed.
It's a 20-point game. Go to bed.
It's over.
Yeah.
What in the world could possibly happen?
Mm-hmm.
So when I get up this morning and I open up Twitter, that's what I... is that where you go for your sports news?
Twitter?
In the mornings? Like, like when you go for sports news, where do you go?
Sports news, show prep, everything, Twitter. Everything's right there.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah. Breaking news, any of that. So I'm like, I'll just go on to Twitter, make sure, you know, the world didn't burn down in the world of sports last night. So you know what I want to talk about this morning? And all the texts were, can you believe Duke came back? I think Darren Ravel, who I love following on Twitter, was like, Louisville had a 99.6% chance of winning until Duke came back. And I'm like, what are you talking about, came back? So I dug into that a little bit. If you missed it, and if you're up early, you probably did. Louisville was up by 23 points with about 9 minutes left in the game last night. And it was dominant. Louisville looked fantastic. You could see, hey, we got a new coach at Louisville. They're on their way back. I mean, the story was writing itself. And the Duke was going to finally have that big, unexpected loss that no one really saw. Syracuse was a little bit like that, but nobody saw Louisville coming, especially the way Duke had been playing so far. Yeah, they came storming back. Cam Reddish hit a tying three-pointer with about a minute and a half left. After making two of their first 17 shots, Duke hit 9 of their last 13. Zion, 27 and 12. Kristen Cunningham tried to tie it for Louisville late. Could not come through on it. An unbelievable win for Duke. And by proxy, a really good thing for Clemson, in my opinion. So I've been keeping my eye on that Louisville team, and I figured going into the game yesterday, automatic loss.
Sure.
Duke's going to beat Louisville. That would give them their fourth loss in conference. Clemson's back to 5-5 in conference.
They are.
So now, how many teams can you potentially crawl over if you're Clemson, right? You're probably not catching Duke with just one loss. Probably not catching Virginia or North Carolina. Two losses apiece. Everything else is fair game, especially with the number of these teams up in front of them. Like Syracuse at 8-3. Syracuse is going to lose a lot more games, in my opinion. But I digress. Louisville now 8-4 in conference, and Clemson's headed up to Louisville this weekend. So the Tigers at 5-5, right in front of them, Florida State Seminoles. Florida State will be in Little John next week. They're 6-4 in conference. Virginia Tech, 7-4. In conference. Louisville 8-4 in conference. They just beat Virginia Tech. Louisville is coming up next. So after the game at Miami tonight, you've got Louisville and Florida State as the next two. So Zach, if Clemson could continue down the happy path here with the wins, they could play themselves right in the top five in the conference.
You're being far too optimistic this morning. I'm going to try to bring you down a good bit here, and then we'll try to reel you back into reality, if you will. This is a Louisville team that just lost, blowing a 20-point win, or 20-point lead against Duke last night.
Yeah,
you get them at noon on Saturday, I believe, or the 16th?
Yes. Yep, that's Saturday.
Yeah.
Right after the Mark Childress show,
by
the
way. Two schools of thought there, right?
Yes.
One, they're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
They're vulnerable, and they're gettable right now. They're reeling after this loss. They put all they could into that.
The very famous, don't let one loss beat you twice.
Yeah, don't let it snowball into something else. Yep. Two, this is going to be a pissed off Louisville team, a upset coaching staff, and you're going to feel the full wrath of that program on Saturday at noon.
Listen, I'm definitely not saying, hey, they're going to win their next three. I just think the opportunity is huge.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's right there.
You know, if you look back 3 weeks, a lot of people had written this Clemson team off.
100%.
At 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people listening were probably calling this show in the morning, the Monday after that disastrous North Carolina State loss.
We were fielding a lot of phone calls, getting a lot of texts that were more so not talking about the team, talking about the coaching staff, talking about the performance of the seniors, talking about all these different things.
Yep.
And that narrative has completely shifted now that you're back to 500, now that you have a marquee win under your belt. Because even still, when they're under 500 in conference play, people are going, oh, what's your signature win on this schedule so far?
Yeah.
Is it Lipscomb? I mean, is it Georgia Tech down or Georgia Tech? What is it? And Virginia Tech was obviously that one to fill the void. And it's been a turnaround in terms of support for this program. And it's been fun to follow so far. I'm excited to see the rest of the season, how it unfolds. And you're right. The next three games, a huge opportunity for this men's basketball team.
Yeah, so don't pile on. Say, hey, you're already counting a bunch of wins. No, I'm not. Any road win in the ACC is good.
Yep.
Even against... this Miami team is not a good basketball team. And they just played their best game of the season against North Carolina this weekend and lost in overtime, a game they should have won. So it's kind of a desperate Miami team. That game tonight at 7 o'clock, of course, you can hear right on the Roar. It's good stuff. This is a big one for Clemson tonight. If they can get over that hump, and then with Louisville and Florida State on the road and then at home, coming up after that, I think it's definitely something to keep your eye on.
Are you a guy to, you're on Twitter during the games, or you wait till after to jump on there?
I actually don't do a ton of proactive tweeting. I'm more of a information gatherer on Twitter.
Sure.
But I will normally wait until after the games for reasons like we saw last night.
You don't want to be on Freezing Cold Takes.
No.
When
yeah, you said
ends.
There was some great stuff about writing the Duke team off. This is the biggest comeback in Duke history for Mike Krzyzewski and the ACC.
Yeah. I mean,
that's how historic this was last night. And just a dagger in that Louisville team. So like you said, I mean, I look at it as a good thing because I think Louisville on Saturday, I see what you're saying. They're going to be angry coming off this big loss. But, man, this seems like the one loss beat you twice game, right? They come out really, really flat. Clemson could come in hot this weekend. There'll be plenty of time to talk about this week. And we'll figure all of that out and talk about it from there. So some good stuff on the basketball front. If you missed it last night, like me, the guy who went to bed, you know, at what, 10:28 or something?
A reasonable
for the first
hour.
Time in like, 7 years that I've been to bed that early. If I was not ill or, I don't remember. 12 is an average bedtime for me.
When you get that 4:30 alarm scheduled, you start looking at the clock a lot more. You're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
I got to get in there. I got to get in there now.
And how do you, when you've got, and again, you're doing this on the regular. This is a new thing for me. Are you not waking up every hour, like, looking at the clock, like, oh, my God, did the alarm not go off?
You know, I'll be honest with you.
Because that's what I did last night.
I didn't sleep particularly great last night, just because it's a new person in the chair over there.
I was about to say, you got some new guy coming in to destroy this empire that you and Mickey have built. So I'm going to just blow apart in
just
one
blow
show.
Blow it up. Blow it up in the whole show. But it's just, you know, you want to be here and make sure you can, you know, handle anything that needs to be handled and get here in a good time. Like I said to you before, I am always the first one here, and to see your car in the driveway, I was like, okay, well, we'll be all right then. At least he showed up on time.
Yeah,
he's here early, and then that was good to see. So we're excited about it. Not too bad. Last night wasn't great, but we sleep well most nights.
All right, there we go. Good stuff. All right, so as I did my show prep yesterday, I kept on coming back to Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. So after this break, this is something that I want to unpack.
Yep.
And talk about a little bit more. We'll be back right after this on the Mickey Plyler Show.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Buy-Lo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thack with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine or transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Buddy's today at 864-646-3513.
OptiMos will increase your nitric oxide, giving your blood better flow and more oxygen to your muscles for the ultimate workout. This will increase your energy, endurance, and muscle building. OptiMos has been clinically proven to increase your bench by 58 pounds, leg press by 78 pounds, and 3 times more lean body mass. Results you can see and feel for men and women. Take your workout to the next level. Order OptiMos at UpstateMuscle.com. That's UpstateMuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Segment number 2 of hour number 1 here on the Mickey Plyler Show, joined by special guest Mark Childress. Very happy to have him here with us this morning. Let me tell you a little bit about our friends at Carolina Heating. Carolina Heating is committed to giving you the highest value of heating and air conditioning solutions. They do that with the right products and right highly trained employees. Their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Above all else, they will do the right thing with honesty, integrity, passion, and caring. All deals. Get a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. Call for an estimate, limited time offer, Carolina Heating Service, 864-707-0924, or online at carolinaheating.com.
So Drake is here. That means Mickey is not here, and Mark Childerson instead.
Yes.
Yes. So
yes,
congrats to Mickey and family. Baby Drake arrived yesterday, which I think you said a little bit after 5 o'clock p.m.
5:15,
so
yeah.
We're still getting some people hitting the text lines looking for updates. So congrats to the entire Plyler family, and welcome, Drake. Can't wait to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Have to have him in here, what, 4 or 5 days from now?
Yeah,
I think I'll just be
like
rolling
that
in here with them really soon.
I'm sure.
So, hey, if you want to get in on the Northland Communication phone lines, 864-654-7626. So, Zach, I've been told this. Just started the Mark Childress Show this past Saturday. So if you did not know, Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock, there is more local programming on The Roar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is really cool. I mean, people have been asking for more local programming, more local voices. You got them now. You got me Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. So I think that's a really cool thing. We had a lot of calls this past week.
Good, good.
Which I thought was great. But I've also been told that there are certain callers that hit these shows on a regular basis that I haven't really arrived at The Roar until I have handled calls from these folks. I'm not going to name anybody.
No, of course not.
And I'm sure you're probably thinking about who a few of those are.
I'm hoping
in the next day or two that a couple of these popular names pop up as calls for me so I can kind of check that box, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm the new guy. I'm kind of in the hazing phase here at The Roar. And I've got to earn my chops, right? So I've got to make it through all of that.
Hazing is such a strong term. Hazing, it's an ugly term,
yes,
really. Right?
I was told not to use it on air, but I just did. So we'll see how that rolls out. So if you've got anything you want to talk about, please jump in on the Northland Communication phone lines, 864-654-7627. And Zach, I told you this during break. I mean, I spent almost 20 years down in Atlanta. I've been in the upstate for the last 18 months or so.
Okay.
And I got to do the 10-digit phone number. A lot of times when the phone number is given out on air, I've noticed you don't include the 864 on the front of it. And I know that's a local thing, but for me, that's like almost gives me like the shakes and the flashback. I've never done a 7-digit phone number being in Atlanta for 20 years. Now, here you go.
Listen, it took a little bit for me to get used to as well. I'm from Northwest New Jersey.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Jeez.
And while the hometown that I'm from is it's a small place, and growing up, I remember doing 7 digits. It quickly changed to you got to give that full 10 there.
Yep.
So I'm with you. It takes a little bit to get used to. People down here and just spit off those 7. You're like, what's the area code? And they look at you like you have 4 heads.
Yeah.
So you'll get used to it. 864-654-7627 on the Northern Communication phone line. If you want to get on the text line today, 986-1566. There's those 7 digits for you.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we would love to interact with you on Twitter. At Mr. War 24 for myself, and at Childress Mark, I believe it is.
Yep,
on
that's
Twitter
correct.
There, you can find us there, interact, tweet us, and we'll read a couple of those as the show goes on.
So that's why Mickey calls you Mr. War 24.
That is
Twitter
it.
Handle.
He creatively got it from my Twitter handle.
Okay,
so that's where we are.
All right, I'm sticking with Zach for now. But
Zach,
maybe I'll convert over. So I'm curious what you think about this, Zach. Cliff Kingsbury. So if you were to flash back, man, even 6 months ago, and said the biggest offseason story after the college football season, between that and the combine, is going to be Cliff Kingsbury is an NFL coach, and Kyler Murray, who at that point would have been an unproven, you know, quarterback to be at Oklahoma, everybody would have said you're crazy. And I think this is a really interesting story to follow, and it had another twist yesterday. So let's talk about Kingsbury, right? Is it Texas Tech?
He's a handsome son of a gun.
He is.
He's a handsome son of a gun.
Ladies love Cliff. I think he's still single, I'm guessing.
Is he?
I think so.
Why wouldn't he be? My goodness.
He's a handsome devil. That's good. That's interesting. That's where you gravitated first as well.
That's true.
Yeah. But that's interesting. So he takes a job that, man, just about any offensive mind in the country would love at Southern Cal.
Mm-hmm.
He starts to get courted by NFL teams. Southern Cal's like, hey, man, sorry. You took the job here already. Cliff's like, okay, sorry. I'll just quit and go interview with the NFL teams. And he moneyballs his way up to an NFL coaching job with the Arizona Cardinals. I think it's great, man. Hey, everybody, Zach, you will have opportunities presented to you in your life. And hopefully you think a little bit like Cliff Kingsbury. And you take him. I mean, he had a chance to make, what, jump 5 rungs up the ladder maybe?
Oh, yeah.
And he took it. So might not like his methods as much, taking one job, quitting, taking another, but he did it. He's got a lot in common with Kyler Murray, if you think about it. Kyler Murray took a job with the Oakland A's, and they let him play college football for one more year. Now, he's doing the same thing as Kingsbury. He's backing out of the job that he had before to take a different job that he might rather have. More power to him as well.
Kyler Murray just wrote a check for $1.2 million and sent it back to the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, $1.29 million.
That is not easy to do.
No. He forfeited. He left $3.16 million on the table. He was going to get that on March 1st. And he's walking away from that for the chance.
Now, the A's get hosed in this situation.
They do.
Right? They don't get a compensation pick.
No.
Because they signed him to the deal.
Yep.
They get their money back, which is great, aside from, what, $200,000. And they're left with his rights if he ever decides to go play baseball again, but that's about it.
Yep.
It's tough if you're an A's fan. I'm sure you hate Kyler Murray, but if you're Kyler Murray, I mean, you got to be excited about being an NFL quarterback or possibly being one.
Yesterday, the news broke that he had hired an agent, Eric Burkhart. Why is that interesting? It's also Cliff Kingsbury's agent.
Oh, boy.
So they now have the exact same agent. And remember, Kingsbury's on record before he took the job.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if I ever got an NFL job, I would absolutely take Kyler Murray, number one in the draft. I mean, he's on video saying that exact statement. Now Murray has picked the same draft pick or the same agent as Kingsbury. They continue to do it. This is continuing to be a story. The Arizona Cardinals even did something yesterday that I did not like at all. Don't know if you saw this on Twitter. A glamour shot, if you will, of Josh Rosen, who's their current franchise quarterback. Josh is our guy. That's what the tweet says. And they put it out. I thought that was a terrible look on terrible. Arizona's part.
Why is that? You're backing your guy.
That's I don't like it.
Your quarterback.
But the fact that you're feeling forced to back him, to me, means that there's more of a story here, right?
You're feeling forced to do it means you're not really doing it?
Possibly.
Oh, boy. I love it.
You're trying to make the story go away, so you're putting it out there. What other NFL franchise is putting out tweets right now saying, our quarterback is our guy? Not one of them's doing it. So are they getting a little nervous? And if you're Cliff Kingsbury, do you want to go in? And again, you took this job for one of two reasons. Number one, you think Josh Rosen is going to be a top-level NFL quarterback, and you took the job because you wanted Josh Rosen to be your guy and you wanted to go win football games.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want to bring your own guy in, maybe Kyler Murray, and you want to put your stamp on it. So if you look at the behaviors of Kingsbury, what is he doing? He's making bold moves. He's leaving Southern Cal to go to Arizona Cardinals. Is he going to make another bold move here? And again, he has no reason now to say, yeah, I'm thinking about it, right? But I would keep my eye on this. This seems like a match made in heaven. Very selfishly, I'm a big Washington Redskins fan, and I don't think Kyler's the guy, and I just see the Redskins like doing some stupid trade-up to get Kyler Murray at, like, number four in the draft.
We'll get to that in one second, but let me read you a quote from yesterday.
Okay.
From Cliff Kingsbury. Our feelings towards Josh haven't waned or changed or anything, Kingsbury said. I get we have the first pick in the upcoming NFL draft, and so there's going to be a million scenarios over the next 3 months that are going to come up, but no, Josh is our guy.
Oh.
That sounds pretty definitive to me there, Mark.
I don't know.
That sounds pretty
the
definitive.
Same language. Josh is our guy.
Josh is our guy.
Interesting.
You never.
He didn't say Josh is my guy.
Ever.
Our guy.
Ever see quarterback or see organizations move on from first round quarterbacks in one season. It doesn't happen.
There's a lot of NFL teams that would take Josh Rosen in a skinny minute.
Oh,
there are. No. Keep your eye on this. I'm telling you, could be interesting.
As a Redskins fan, do you want Josh Rosen?
No. I'd take Nick Foles. You I would take Nick Foles. Foles as a Redskins fan. I'd take Joe Flacco as a Redskins fan.
Nah, you don't want Flacco.
So, that's better. I mean, it's better than the current alternative, which is a bunch of quarterbacks with broken legs. But that's a whole other thing. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. Looks like some folks are calling in. William wants to talk Georgia football. William, what's on your mind, man?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing good. What's up?
Yeah, you talking about Zach. You forgot the Mr. Oil that stirs the pot. It's a great show, dude. Mickey, I listen to it every morning. Mickey and Zach go together like maple syrup in a short stack. You know what I'm saying?
Love it.
But we have some conflicting opinions, though, because I'm a Georgia fan. But I was looking at all the physical reports and all on Zamir White. Looks like he's going to be okay this year. I'm hoping. And we still got Swift. And, of course, we got J.J. Holloman. We got that Miami recruit. That Miami transfer.
Yep.
I mean, we all know we got a quarterback. So, I mean, I just think the problem with Georgia is Kirby just has to keep reloading. I mean, you know, he had that team when Chubb Michelle was there to win the national championship, but we didn't get there. But I think he just keeps reloading, and I'm hoping and praying eventually we'll get there. But, you know, I don't hate Clemson. And, you know, 15-0
that's
with
good.
A freshman – 15-0 with a freshman quarterback. I'm trying to argue with that, and I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? In a national championship. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you guys have a good day, and I appreciate you getting me in.
Hey, William, but before you leave, you guys lost a lot of it on the wide receiver and tight end front. That's my biggest concern about Georgia for next year.
Well, I mean,
you don't have the targets through the air for Fromm. Are you worried about that too?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we got a couple of tight ends that are going to be okay, but, I mean, it's going to be hard to replace an Otta and a Riley Ridley and, you know, Terry Godwin. It's going to be hard to replace them, but. You know, I think these guys coming up are going to get the job done, you know, and defense is just set tight. I mean, we got talent everywhere on the defensive side of the ball. So is this going to be our year? Probably not. But, I mean, we're working on it, dude. You got to start somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And he's recruiting well. And I just think Kirby's doing a good job, man. I really do. But anyway, you got like I said, you guys have a good day. And, Zach, good morning to you.
William, have a safe trip up and down 85 today. All right, buddy?
We're going to try to, brother. We're going to try to. Tell Mickey congrats when you see him, okay?
Will do, buddy.
Thanks.
Enjoy the day.
All right, bye.
Thanks. You know, they've got one more thing in their favor with Georgia.
What's that?
They don't have a very difficult schedule.
They do not.
It's a cupcake schedule. Oh, you're probably going to the SEC championship game just by rolling some warm bodies out there for the entire season. That's a call for another. You can call me back tomorrow, William. We'll talk about that, man.
You're going to fit in just fine here, buddy.
Okay, good. We're thinking the same thing. Hey, let's hit up Seminole Ted, man. What's on your mind, Seminole Ted?
Hey, I wanted to talk about Kyler Murray, and I would love nothing more than to see him in a Dolphins uniform.
Really?
I believe that Tannehill's done. You know, he never got a fair shake. He had five different coaches, the whole time he was playing. Just wasn't his system. And, you know, there's talk that Adam Gase was fired because they wanted him to tank, and he wanted to win now. But, you know, they're talking about trying to tank and go after Tua Tagovailoa. And I personally think Kyler Murray would probably be a better quarterback than Tua Tonga. So I'd love to see that. And I'll take your comments on this off the air. That game last night, was that just an epic Louisville collapse? Is Duke that good, or is there something in the middle? And I'll take it off the air.
Yeah, Seminole Ted, good stuff. And I want to talk about Kyler Murray's size a little bit. I'll do that in a later segment because I pulled some great statistics that might make you think a little bit differently about it. I think it's always somewhere in the middle where you see something weird like that in college basketball, right? Louisville is not quite as good as they were playing at the beginning part of that game. And the one thing I will agree with you on, absolutely, I feel like, Zach, you tell me if I'm wrong, I think Duke is that good. The ceiling for Duke is so high, and especially if they're hitting the three-pointer. If Duke is hitting 33%, even 30% from three in a game, in my opinion, they are borderline unbeatable. So if the shots are falling from the outside for Duke, watch out.
It's more who's hitting the three-pointer for Duke, though, right? You don't want to see Zion pulling up for three.
No.
Every time. That guy's a force going to the basket. You know, feed him down inside it and let him get going. If it's RJ out wide, let him shoot him as much as he wants to.
Yep.
It's more for me, it's who's shooting the three ball for Duke and if they can be successful that way.
Yep. Cam Reddish out there is pretty good as well. Hey, let's go back to the phones now. Looper wants to talk Clemson basketball. Looper, are you bullish on the Tigers tonight getting that win against Miami?
It's a winnable game, but I called this morning. I'm off today. Possum Paul down there in that Possum Kingdom down there in Innery Swamp saying it's about time to get rid of Purnell. Coach Brownell. Oh, when it was like 1-5, he was in there. Oh, we need Frank Martin. I always been sticking with this man since he's been here. And if you can't watch on the sideline and watch him coach, and if people don't understand it, we got the best X and O's man in the conference. And we just stick with him. And like I said, that front-loaded schedule, we lost one at Florida State, which we let that slip away, and NC State slip away. You know, that put us about 7-5. We're about where we ought to be. And then that man from Georgia, don't worry, they said that about Mr. Marky Rick, the goatee man, about, he can recruit and all this, and what did he do? He's another Mark Rick the second, I'll tell you out there.
Good stuff, Looper. There's a lot to unpack there. A lot to unpack, and good stuff. Yeah, Looper, I'm glad you've been standing by Brad Brownell. I'm a big fan of his as well. I love the X's and O's. They're healthy. I to me, that's the biggest thing. Shelton Mitchell has been a completely different player the last couple of games.
He played 40 minutes the last game.
He did, and he's looking great. And obviously, he really had the shot dialed in early against Virginia Tech, and that helped lift the boat significantly. But if you've got Mitchell playing well and you've got Reed playing well, and I still don't feel like there's been a lot of games where both of those guys were on. And just like talking about Duke hitting the three-pointers, and that's their key to victory, if you've got Reed and Mitchell both playing well at the same time and both healthy, and they're getting there, I don't feel like that's happened a lot yet. So I still feel like there's a lot of upside for this Clemson basketball team. All right, hey, before we head to break, the barber shop was an American cultural icon from the early 19th century through the late 1960s. For generations, the barber shop was a way of life, a place to relax, enjoy great conversations, get a fine haircut, and a classic shave. Over time, barbers built personal relationships with their clients that lasted a lifetime. As men's styles changed, the unisex craze swept across America, barbershops almost disappeared. Men's options for getting a haircut changed over time, and men started going to salons that were devoid of everything they enjoyed about getting a haircut. These modern salons were missing the classic touches of the American barbershop. Men do not take time out of their day to do something for them normally. They go to work, take care of their kids. Do yourself a favor and treat yourself. Your lady will notice a difference and like it. Use points added up from loyal customers. Refer a friend. RoostersMGC.com, 864-884-8920. Again, that's RoostersMGC.com. Check them out. Hey, phone lines are still open, 864-654-7627. Got a couple of folks on hold. We'll continue to talk basketball, college football coming up after the break. Mark Childress filling in for Mickey Plyler on The Mickey Plyler Show.
Join 105.5 The Roar for The Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Are you over 40, need more stamina, don't like what you see in the mirror? Optinos is your answer. Optinos is clinically proven to increase your stamina, gain lean muscle, and improve your overall physique. Optinos works on the genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy and stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinos combines muscle building with increased endurance. Order at upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
Your Pie of Clemson invites you to celebrate Valentine's Day. Take advantage of the couple special. Your choice of two entrees and beer or wine or a combo for only $20. Enjoy fresh, handcrafted pizza or delicious panini, or cozy up to Your Pie's new tasty hot pasta selections like cheesy Alfredo and meatball marinara, and dive into their fresh signature Greek, Caesar, and Caprese salads. Enjoy the Valentine's Day special at Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Machines,
Welcome back into the Mickey Plyler Show. Mark Childress in for Mickey Plyler today. Canty Foundation Specialist, a foundation repair company in Camden, South Carolina, providing residential foundation repair services for foundation walls, foundation settlement, tilting chimneys, sticking doors and windows, and tilting or leaning walls. We offer quality products, proven services, and professional experience to permanently repair any foundation problem. You can get a free quote. Canty can fix these common problems: cracks in exterior brick and mortar, interior cracks above doorways and windows, chimneys pulling away from the home, uneven or sloping floors, windows and doors that stick or become jammed, bowing foundation walls, cracks in foundation walls and drywall, and cracked or sunken concrete. Please visit the website, foundationrepairssouthcarolina.com. Again, that's Canty Foundation Specialist. Thank you guys so much for being a supporter of the show. In case you have not heard, you're like, hey, that's not Mickey. Nope, it's Mark Childress. Mickey has a new baby, Drake, that has arrived. So congratulations to them. Arrived yesterday just a little bit after 5 o'clock p.m. And he's going to be out today, and I'm guessing maybe a couple of days after that. So congrats to Mickey. Really excited for you guys. Hey, Northland Communication phone lines are open. 864-654-7627. If you want to get in and talk about anything, we've been talking a little bit about Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. I've got a couple of statistics around this that I think might change the way you think about Kyler a little bit as well coming up. But first things first, Scott from Six Mile wants to talk Clemson football defense. What's going on, Scott? What's on your mind?
Hey, doing good, Mark. Good to hear you, and congrats to Mickey and his wife on their baby. And Zach, I tell you, I enjoyed the show, guys. A couple things real quick. You did spark one thought just in your comments just before you got me on the air. But with Kyler Murray, don't you feel like that there's a thought process that's starting to shift in the NFL? And I think that for so long, a guy that was, 5'11 and under was seen as somewhat of a gimmick, like you were trying to win with a gimmick. And I think even going back to Doug Flutie, it had that feel. But I think that the barriers, if you please, start to come down, and that thought process is now that you know, these guys can win and be effective. And, that's my thought on that. But as far as I was, I spend about 6 hours a day commuting, and if I'm not flying, just driving. But it's just what I do, brother. But I was listening to a lot of the national talking heads, and they're saying that Clemson's defense is going to take a much further step back than most people think. And I just don't know. I mean, I got so much confidence in Venables and what he's been able to do. He's done nothing that would cause me not to have confidence in him. And I just want to get you guys' thoughts on that. And, I'll take that off the air.
Awesome, Scott. Thanks for the call. Did you watch me do show prep last night about Kyler Murray? Because I'm just about to talk about exactly what you're mentioning right now. And his size, was it a gimmick before? Is it not? We'll get to that in a second. Is the Clemson defense going to take a step back next year? In my opinion, the answer to that is yes. It almost has to. It was the best defense in the country last year. I don't think they will be number one again this upcoming season, but I would never underestimate Coach Brent Venables. There'll be a lot of new faces. Man, there's some good freshman talent coming in. You got KJ Henry coming off a red shirt. And he's done this before. I mean, Venables has completely rebooted the defense and exceeded expectations before. And as good as that Clemson offense is next year, the defense doesn't have to be as good, in my opinion. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Is the defense going to regress as much as the national, media and the talking heads, as you referred to them, suggest they are? Probably not. Are they going to regress as little as a lot of people around here think they are? Probably not. It's going to be somewhere in the middle. I'm not going to sit here as you are and doubt the coaching staff over there, especially Brent Venables. He's had to replace 8, 9, 10 starters on defense before. Has he had to replace this level of guy? No, he hasn't. These guys that he's had this last season, especially that defensive line, were unparalleled in recent history. It'd be interesting to see what they can do with it. They're going to be a little thin in the spring here at defensive tackle with a couple of injuries.
Yep.
So that's probably going to play a part in this, and it'll be an interesting thing to follow along with going through the spring and summer and even into the fall camp.
When we lived in Atlanta, there was this lady that my wife and I knew, and she was always wrong about everything. So she was a litmus test for me. So if she was like really excited about a new TV show, I'm like, okay, there's no way this TV show is going to be good because she's onto it. If she's gravitating towards a political candidate, I'm like, that candidate's not winning. This lady was always wrong. That's the way I feel about the national media with Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you get tired of the disrespect?
Mm-hmm.
It's stunning. And we're seeing the same things over and over. And all this garbage about Alabama not being mentally ready. If you've got somebody on ESPN talking negatively about the Clemson defense next season, it's going to be like that lady, that friend of ours in Atlanta. I think they're probably wrong. So I love it. Keep on piling on. A lot of people get really upset about it. I think it's great. It's got to fuel Dabo, and it's got to fuel the team, right?
Listen, somehow, some way, William Christopher Sweeney finds a way to put that chip on the shoulder of his team every single season. If that's going to be it this year, the defending national champ will somehow paint himself as the underdog. We'll do this again. I don't know how. We'll talk about it going into the Georgia Tech game, that Thursday night game to open up the season. It'll be something that is against Clemson. Dabo will spin it some way, and next thing you know, we're going into this like, the disrespect! I can't believe this! We're underdogs! And there we go, and we murder Georgia Tech at the beginning of the season. They murdered Georgia Tech at the beginning of the season, and it'll be a lot of fun. It's fascinating to watch year in and year out how he's able to do that, and it's been fun to follow.
Does he have a word for this season? You know, he has a word every year. Does he have a word for the upcoming season yet? Have you heard?
I have not heard that. I'm sure we'll get that at some point in time, probably closer to the spring game, but I have not heard a specific word yet.
At one point, is it going to be something like destruction?
Destruction.
Armageddon is my word this year. Get out of our way. We'll see. I'm just planting a seed, Dabo, if you're listening.
It's an acronym. Let me tell you what it stands for. And then we're in for a two-hour press conference.
Yeah. Last year it was joy. This year it's Armageddon. Okay. We'll see. Hey, let's go to the phones. And again, they're still open. 864-654-7627. I've enjoyed hearing from a lot of you this morning. Let's go to Paul on the phone. What's up, Paul? What's on your mind?
I'm just fine, guys. It don't matter. You're going to have to score 50 points to beat us anyway.
So yes.
I think the defense will be just fine. I mean, it's not going to be what it has been, but it'll be close. But I'm not worried about it. But anyway, Looper calls in. I heard him say that. Listen, Mark, when you talk to Looper, you got to talk real slow because he can't comprehend anything. He hears what he wants to hear. I mean, you have to talk real slow to him. And I'm going to give him a little lesson about where Ennery is. He said Possum Kingdom, which is in southern Greenville County. Ennery is about 50 miles from there in southern Lawrence County. So, first of all, get your map right. But anyway, it's just the way Looper is. He's a good guy. But I never said anything about wanting Frank Martin to be the coach at Clemson. Never said what I said. I think he's a better coach than Brownell. I said, I think he gets more out of his players. He develops players better. And that's all I said. I never said anything about being – I'm not sold on this team. And, you know, everybody's all high right now because we beat the bottom feeders in the South Virginia Tech. We did beat Virginia Tech without the best player. And like I said, I'll get on WCCP, the Walt show that I've been calling in and everybody's show, and say, I hope I'm wrong. I hope everybody's right that he's going to pull us through here and get us to the tournament. But I just don't see it, and I think it begins tonight. I think we'll go to Miami and do what we normally do, lose a game on the road I'm not saying I don't like him. I just don't think he's the coach that's going to get us over the hump. That's just my opinion on it. And welcome to the Upstate, Mark. You have a good day. And I'll try to call your show on Saturday sometimes.
That sounds great, Paul. Okay, so this is one of these things that I was told about, right? I'm caught in the middle of some type of feud
between
Paul and Looper. By the way, Looper's the coolest name ever.
We've managed,
if I could have a nickname, I might pick Looper.
We've managed to keep the peace for many months now. You come in for about 56 minutes and you blow it all up. So congratulations.
I told you. I know you were worried this morning. I was going to burn this whole thing to the ground by the time Mickey gets back in like 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot to unpack there. Is Frank Martin a better coach than Brad Brownell? What are we basing that on? Just the Final Four run that they made? I don't know. That's a tough question. I like both coaches. I do. And I don't feel like from a personality perspective, they could be a lot more different than the two of them are. So it's some interesting stuff there. All right. Paul and Looper and Ennery. I got it to be taking note. I'm going to go back and listen and take notes to be able to keep track of all this. Hey, before we get out of here at the top of the hour, quarterbacks drafted since 2013 by height. This is something that I uncovered on Twitter this week. The only one under 6 feet tall since 2013 that's been drafted He's been pretty good. It's Russell Wilson at 5'11". Here's some quarterbacks, because you're talking about Kyler Murray, right? He's 5'10", 5'11", right in there. And it's real easy for the NFL guys to just write him off. We've got to have the textbook size. I want the big quarterback, right? Maybe he's not as good on the college era in his college career, but he's going to come to the NFL. He's the prototypical size. Here's some quarterbacks with the right size that have been drafted since 2013. 6'7" Paxton Lynch. 6'7" Brock Osweiler. 6'6" Mike Glennon. 6'6" Sean Mannion. I don't even know who that is. Who's Sean Mannion?
I believe he's an Oregon State kid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nick Foles is also on that list at 6'6". 6'5", Carson Wentz, Blake Bortles, Josh Allen, Zach Mettenberger. The point here, I've got some other stats for after the break, is that size and height doesn't necessarily matter. You've got a Russell Wilson in here that's the size of Kyler Murray. You got a lot of quarterbacks that, again, prototypically, look at the big quarterback, big arm.
Sure.
It's real easy to sign off on them. There's a lot of busts in there. I'm going to research Sean Mannion at the break. I am. Maybe I'm writing him off too early.
Listen, Plyle and I touched on this a little bit yesterday before he ran out of there. Is this the right era for a guy like Kyler Murray to be successful in the NFL? 5'9" 7/8". That's his official in-sox height. 5'9" 7/8". Is this the right era for a guy like him with the NFL protecting quarterbacks at an all-time high? You're not taking as many hits at the quarterback position. Is this it? Is this the right time?
I think with a mind like Cliff Kingsbury, it might be.
No, don't talk yourself into that. They're not getting rid of Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen is our guy.
There you go. We'll see what happens. Hey, man, a fun first hour. We got two more coming up here on the Mickey Plyler Show.